Hello once again. I am Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com, and this is the Roger Reviews podcast. This is part three of our 2013 AVN nomination series, where we go over the nominees, talk a little bit about the process, some of the best movies, the best performers, some of your favorites. It's something we do every year. We have a lot of fun with it. Please go back, listen to part one, which was the overview, where we talk a little bit more about the process if you're unfamiliar. Otherwise, we're just continuing on down the list of nominees. I'll try not to read too many names, but try and give you some good pointers on the best and the worst. Once again, I'd like to thank all of you for listening, for the readers of the site. Please visit avnawards.com to find the list. You can also find a link here on the site. You can read reviews of most of these movies and read about the performers in them on rogerreviews.com. Closing in on around 7,000 reviews now, I believe. Lots and lots to choose from. There is a feedback button down below here, wherever you're listening to this, or you can drop me a line, Raj@RogReviews.com. Let me know what you think of our format, some of your favorites, anything you've got, good or bad. Drop me a line. We'll read some of them perhaps and maybe make them a topic for future podcasts, either in this series or when we go back to just general podcast stuff. Last time through, we did several categories. As before, we'll list some of them. I'll give you some of my favorites, maybe give you a clue as to how I'm voting. I usually don't give you the exact voting patterns. I have voted in the awards for several years. Major honor. Once again, I want to thank AVN for the nomination, or allowing me to help with voting. And as before, this is an unsponsored podcast at this point. Sponsorship is available. If somebody wants their website, retail store, whatever plugged, drop me a line. We'll work something out for you. Okay, moving further down, we're at the best BDSM category. Julie Simone had a big year. She's got, for best release, she's got several. Ashley Loves Julie, Bound Rubber Dolls, Julie's Pin Cushion, Rubber Bordello from Snake Oil is on here. I know them really well. Worked with them quite a bit. They're fantastic. That's a really, really fun movie. This is not my area of expertise. You guys quite often steer me towards some good BDSM stuff. What I have noticed is this is the category where production values have come way up. Fetish and BDSM used to be really dark and gritty. I know some of you like that, but a lot of times it wasn't on purpose. It was just because it was low-quality stuff, and it's definitely gotten better. And this is a really good example of a category of a niche that has gotten considerably better in terms of overall quality. Best Big Bust Release. There's lots of those. Everybody loves big titties. Big Naturals 24 from Reality Kings. Big Tits at Work 14. Brazzers was a good one. Big Wet Tits 11 from Elegant Angel. Elegant Angel also had Busty Construction Girls, which was pretty hot. POV Jug Fuckers 4 from Johnny Darko was a movie that I really liked. Big Wet Tits 11, though, is going to be tough to beat. Also, Breast Worship 4 from Jules Jordan. That was one that I reviewed and really liked. So there's a lot of good stuff here if you happen to like big breasts. Lots of good natural boobs this year. We talked about it before. I think the best series is kind of the crown jewel for these sorts of awards. So best big bust series, I mean, that's the thing, right? If you can put that label on your big boob line, you know, fans who like big tits are going to know you're the one to go to. Rundown on that one. Baby Got Boobs from Brazzers, great series. Big and Real, David Perry, Evil Angel, lots of really great natural European women. Big Naturals from Reality Kings. Big Tit Fixation from Tom Byron Pictures is good, really good. Big Tits at Work, Big Tits in Sports, Big Tits in Uniform, all from Brazzers, all outstanding stuff. Big Tits Round Asses from Bang Brothers. Boobaholics Anonymous, Mike John from Jules Jordan Video. That's been one of my favorite lines for a long time. Hustler's Busty Beauties is certainly a heavyweight in the genre. Gazongas from Devil's Films. Tits and Tugs from Score. Score does perhaps some of the best big breast material on the planet. Titterific from Immoral Productions. Titty Attack from Team Skeet. And Titty Cream Pies from Kevin Moore and Evil Angel. If I'm going to pick a favorite series, I'm going to go, even with four strong entries from Brazzers, I'm going to go Boobaholics Anonymous as my favorite series there. Best individual big bust release, or big butt release, I'm sorry. So we've gone from big boobs to big butts. Battle of the Asses 4 from Elegant Angel is great. Big Wet Asses 21, that series always kicks ass. No pun intended. What else? Rear View 2 from Jules Jordan Video. Big Wet Butt 6 from Brazzers. Beyond the Call of Booty 4 from Eric Everhard and Jules Jordan. Lots of good stuff here. You know, you just, if you want to bet, you bet Big Wet Asses every time. It's just that that series seems to produce a lot of winners. Big Butt Series is a smaller list. Ass Masterpiece from Naughty America. Ass Parade from Bang Brothers. Big Butts Like It Big from Brazzers. Big Wet Asses from Elegant Angel. Big Wet Butts from Brazzers. Booty Clappin' Super Freaks from Evasive Angles. Booty I Like from Justin Slayer. Booty Talk from West Coast. Extreme Asses Reality Kings. Monster Booty from Exquisite. Monster Curves from Reality King. And Volup Buttus from Pink Visuals. Great title. Big Wet Asses. Just go with that. I mean, that to me is my favorite big butt line. Sometimes anal, sometimes not. It quite often has a sort of a memorable first anal. There's lots of good stuff coming out of that series. Definitely think you should check that out. The next category is an interesting one. Best boy-girl sex scene. So here it is. One-on-one best boy-girl fuck. Alexis Ford Darkside, Alexis and Nacho Vidal. Haven't seen that one yet. Digital Playground's The Con Job, Caden Cross and James Dean. Deviants 3, Alexis Texas, Michael Stefano. Danny Daniels Dare, Danny and Eric Everhard. Dark Knight Triple X, Aiden Ashley and Giovanni Francesco. The Insatiable Miss Saint, Jules Jordan Video, Samantha Saint and Voodoo, that was a really good scene. Massive Asses 6, Allie Hayes and Lexington Steel. Allie and Lexington together is pretty awesome. Nerdy Girls, Carly Montana, Manuel Ferrara. Performers of the Year 2012, Lexi Bell and Michael Stefano. Sport Fucking 9, Lily Carter and Eric Everhard. Torn from New Sensations, Remy LaCroix and Stephen St. Croix. Interesting that a couples movie would produce a best boy-girl scene. The Ultimate Fuck Toy, Riley Reed and Voodoo. That was a really good scene. U.S. Sluts 3 from Cruel Media, Gracie Glam, Manuel Ferrara. The Valley from Zero Tolerance, Chanel Preston, Tommy Pistol. That was an interesting feature. And Young and Glamorous 3, Matty O'Reilly, Manuel Ferrara. Lots of good stuff here. Of the ones I've seen, Allie and Lexington from Massive Asses 6 was awesome. Lexi Bell, Michael Stefano, Performers of the Year 12 was also really good. So I'll have to check out some of the rest to see. Now here's one I think that has just sort of fallen off the in terms of quality. Best celebrity sex tape. We're just not seeing celebrity sex tapes anymore. You know, there's just not that many of them. Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, Pam and Tommy. This year, Leola Bell caught on tape. Michelle Bombshell caught on tape. Both from Red Light. Octomom Home Alone. And then Phil Verone Swingin' American Style. Now, Phil Verone has his own series over at Vivid. Definitely a celebrity. I mean, he's a mainstream music guy. But I just don't think... I just don't think it works. I think most people who are looking for celebrity sex tape want to see females, or they want to see big stars. And no offense to Phil Verone, but I don't think the average woman, you know, would go, yeah, there's my fantasy. Phil Verone is my, you know, fantasy dude. I don't think it qualifies. And I think that that's an example of us reaching for things. The other ones, in case you don't know, Leola Bell is a Playboy model, apparently. Honestly, didn't know who she was. She's a Playboy playmate. And then Michelle Bombshell is the girl who slept with Sandra Bullock's ex, who's a pseudo-celebrity. I mean, we're getting down to the exes of pseudo-celebrities now qualify for celebrity sex tapes. And, you know, yeah, she's hot, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to go with Octomom, just because at least, I mean, she shouldn't be a celebrity, but she is. She's really, really famous, and I don't know. It's just, it seems like a category that's sort of gotten away from us, and just isn't that interesting anymore. It's just not that interesting to me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that as being a big feather in anybody's cap. Best cinematography, Blow from Wicked, The Four from Ninwerk, Godfather parody from Dream Zone, The Graduate, which is a Paul Thomas parody. Lots of good stuff here. The Hangover parody from Zero Tolerance, The Valley from Zero Tolerance, which I think was really fantastic. Voracious, haven't seen that yet. Wasteland. Cinematography, without having seen Torn or Voracious yet, so reserving my judgment, Spartacus was really well shot, especially the fight scenes. Wasteland is just beautiful. I mean, Wasteland is, for me, the most memorable movie I saw all year, maybe because I just recently saw it, because honestly, The Four, which I saw much earlier in the year, stands out as the most stunning visual experience I had all year watching a movie. I mean, I don't think anything achieved the same look and feel as The Four. Wasteland, I think, is probably a favorite because it's newer. It's not a movie that's been sitting around on the shelf for a couple years, and because people will remember it. Star Wars was also well shot from that aspect, but I honestly think if you're looking for a best, look at The Four, look at Wasteland. Best classic release. It's funny, the classic dates keep moving further and further up, and I'm feeling older and older as we go. Buttwoman 2, Behind Bars from Bruce Seven and Evil Angel. Club Exotica, Western Visuals. Dirty Angel, Western Visuals. Do It on the Road, Las Vegas. Ghostlusters, Bruce Seven, Evil Angel. Living Doll from Western Visuals. And Naked Came the Stranger from Video X-Pix. Have not actually seen any of these yet. Some of them came in the mail. I can tell you, Ghostlusters is a super hot all-girl movie from way back in the day, Bruce Seven. I cannot imagine that that's not a fantastic release. I like the Western Visual stuff too. Haven't seen it recently, so I have to take a look at those. Best comedy. Now they've taken the parodies apparently out of this, which is good, but it still sort of leaves. I don't know. It definitely dilutes the pool, but allows for some non-parody scripts to get in there. Fixia Heals the World from Burning Angel, Busty Invaders from Mars from Wicked, Cougarland from Wicked, Friends and Family 3, Smash Pictures, How to Make a Cheap Porno from Third Degree, Next Friday Night from Wicked, which is not to be confused with Next Friday XXX or whatever that parody was, Revenge of the Petites from ATK, which I think is pretty darn close to a Revenge of the Nerds parody, but okay. Riding the Flying Pink Pig from Cheeky Monkey, Rubber Bordello from Snake Oil and Bondview, Snatched from Wicked Pictures, and Unsexpected from Digital Playground. Good stuff here. Obviously, I have a client who's in this category. I think you should check out Rubber Bordello because it's really awesome and really funny. On this list, other movies I really liked. I really like How to Make a Cheap Porno from Third Degree. Really funny. Friends and Family 3 is pretty good, too. Revenge of the Petites, I liked the script. I really did. Sexually, I think the movie didn't quite live up to what I was hoping for, but the script for that one is really good. Last category for this one, Best Continuing Series, and then we'll end it. Bad Girls from Digital Playground, really good stuff. Just always good. Doctor Adventures from Brazzers, if you like Dr. Nurse stuff, fantastic. Filthy Family from Reality Junkies is a good series. Gangbang from Elegant Angel, that's got some really hot stuff. Jerk Off Material, Mike John, one of my favorites. North Pole from Peter North, that's been going on forever, man. Peter just keeps cranking them out. Oil Overload from Jules Jordan Video, again, very niche specific, but good. Porn Stars Like It Big from Brazzers. Porn Star Punishment, now canceled series from Brazzers. Raw from Manuel Ferrara, which is really interesting. If you haven't seen that one, it's just Manuel, a girl, and a camera, and he shoots a lot of, you know, put it on a table and shoot it that way. So it is very raw, often very, very hot. Real Wife Stories from Brazzers. Sluttier and Sluttier from Manuel, which I really love. Sport Fucking from Eric Everhard. U.S. Sluts and Wheel of Debauchery from Immoral. Congratulations to Porno Dan. tough one here. I love Slutty and Sluttier. I love Porn Stars Like It Big. Gangbanged is really great. They get some big stars for Gangbangs there. Jerk Off Material is always one of my favorites, though. I might vote for that. Just Mike John makes this great porn for perverts that is just super fun to watch and relaxed and hot. So there you go. That's it for this time. We're on a little bit over. I'm Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. This is the Roger Reviews podcast. We are going over the AVN nominations. You've just listened to part three of who knows how many. Go back and check out parts one and two. Please check any of the sponsors you see on the site. If you can purchase through them, that's what keeps the site going. Big thank you to AVN for allowing me to be part of this. Big thank you to all of you. Please, please, please use the comment section or follow me on Twitter, Rog T Pipe, ROGTPIPE, on Twitter, and let me know what you think. Thanks, and have a great day.